Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, does anybody else find it just a little bit ridiculous that a woman who was a Democrat who back in 2006 said people in this country should be stomping their feet and demanding stronger gun laws? Isn't it funny how the Republicans and the conservatives endorse Karen Healy Case? The independent Democrat at one point in her life, now we're supposed to believe she's a Republican conservative. And y'all wonder why I support John Garcia for sheriff? I'm sorry, Republicans and conservatives, you suck. It is 9 minutes after four at WBEN. Welcome to the... They don't have a clue, man. I'll tell you something. They couldn't find... I can't go where I wanted to go. Never mind. Anyway, it is 9 minutes after four at News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm supposed to believe that Karen Healy Case is now the biggest supporter of the Second Amendment since the NRA. What a bunch of crap. You've got to be kidding me. Do you think we're stupid? We are stupid. Who am I kidding? We've been talking about putting an experimental drug into your teenager's arms. Even though it's emergency use authorization only, and there is no COVID emergency with younger people, by and large, your kid has a much higher risk of traffic accident, homicide, suicide than COVID. I'm sorry, but let's follow the science. Let's follow the science. Well, the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons has been pretty adamant that college students ought not to be vaccinated. And I'll extrapolate that a 12-year-old certainly should not have an experimental, non-FDA approved as a vaccine drug put into their body. I would never do that to my child. I could not forgive myself if my kid turns 32, has a baby, and congratulations, you're now the grandfather of a 12-legged squid. Happy Grandpa's Day. Now, so I want to get some insight and an update into getting our kids back to school because the other day, my friend and yours, Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz. Now, ladies and gentlemen, what did I say yesterday? I talked about human nature, right? Now, Gail Burstein, Dr. Overtime, she is making an annualized rate of $400,000 a year. She is benefiting by doubling her salary the longer the COVID fear remains part of your life. Mark Poloncarz is getting free publicity in the Mark Poloncarz for Congress campaign as long as COVID drags out. What interest do these two individuals have in calming the fears and being like I am, actually following the science? Not just saying I'm following the science, but actually doing it and demonstrating it to you on a daily basis. And Mark Poloncarz the other day, you know, just check out the giddiness in his voice when he talks about local court rulings being overturned by higher courts in New York State. Oh, he doesn't say here that the judges on that higher court were appointed by Cuomo.
Pretty much every decision that was ruled against government at the local government, local court level was appealed and overturned on appeal. So I think it's very important to say this is not the end of it. There's going to be an appeal, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, he sounds so thrilled, doesn't he, about getting your kids back for in-school, in-person learning. He sounds about as excited as the teachers' unions do. And teachers' unions are a big letdown to me, and I'm pro-union, which is really ironic. Joining us right now, we have, once again, Tarja Parsonen from WNYStudentsFirst.org. And Tarja, on Friday, Judge Koliakovo issued the temporary order so Williamsville and Orchard Park students go back for in-school learning under certain provisos, if you will, I guess a little less than 2 weeks now. And there were arguments made yesterday. Where does that matter stand right now?
Well, hi, Tom. Thanks for having me. You know, when I heard that kids would be allowed to go back to school, that high school kids, I have to say that we were all so thrilled, and all the other school districts are looking at this very closely, or I should say parents from other school districts are looking at this very closely. And speaking of Mr. Poloncarz's reaction that you were just talking about, I have to say that was so offensive, you know, as an elected official and, you know, speaking about his constituents and, you know, their children. You know, if a judge deems that 6 feet of spacing in schools is arbitrary, and if he also deems that there's actual harm being done to kids, then I really think the only response that Mr. Poloncarz should give is, you know what, I hope our kids have a great final 6 weeks of school, and we're going to try to address their mental health needs now.
Yeah, but this is New York State, and we're living, you know, through the looking glass. And Tarja, what I find fascinating is the other week I had you on, and you said that you came into all of this as a left-leaning individual.
Correct.
I'm curious, and you need not answer this, but the teachers' unions, now individual teachers, and people hear what they want to hear, individual teachers have been supportive of you, but not one teachers' union, not one teachers' association or federation has stepped forward and said, Tarja, we're on your side. We want kids back in school. Am I correct?
That is correct, and I always want to distinguish between the teachers themselves and the unions. You know, we love our teachers. Most of them want to be back in the classroom. My kids love their teachers. And the unions, the leadership is a separate entity, and I can't speak for them. The teachers can't speak for them, although I'm hoping now that we all see what's going on, is that they will speak up more. But no one's been in contact. And in fact, you know, in Clarence, we're trying to get candidates reelected or elected to the school board. We're trying to get, you know, a change, some new blood in. And, you know, our candidates got interviewed by the teachers union and were not endorsed by them. And it's very confusing because the platform is Students First. And it's just interesting to see who they endorse and who they don't, you know, and it's disappointing.
Tarja Parsonen is with us, WNYStudentsFirst.org. So as of the time we are speaking right now, what is the latest information you have on whether or not the kids are going to be going back?
Well, from what I hear, we're going to be hearing from the judge this week. But the temporary ruling is that they will be going back in whatever date they said, whether it was a week or two. And in fact, at the Clarence School Board meeting last night that I attended to, they're also planning, you know, they're all looking at the numbers going down, the case numbers going down, and they said they're also planning on bringing back high schoolers also in the next week or two. So that is the plan, but the judge will hopefully issue something that's not temporary this week.
Okay. I don't like to look ahead, especially when talking about legal stuff, because you never know what's going to happen. But we all heard what Mark Poloncarz had to say, and we all are aware of the decisions that went against some of the restaurants on appeal by judges who are appointed by the governor of New York State. How damaging would it be, I'm asking you to speculate, to have kids go back to school and then be told, no, you're not going back to school tomorrow, it's been overturned?
Oh, I mean, that would just be devastating for the kids. You know, they're so happy. The ones that are back full-time right now are so happy. I know a lot of kids. My nephew, who's in the Williamsville School District, is like, you know, his mom is like, can we really expect this? Can I get his hopes up? And I said, yes, you can. You can expect it. And if he can't, they're going to come shoot me. But it's, you know, it would be so devastating for these kids mentally, emotionally. And you know what? Here's the thing, Tom, is that the schools are safe. I want to tell you that our group, Western New York Students First, has been keeping a spreadsheet. We're trying to collect all the data because ECDOH is not transparent with the data, especially with their quarantine data. We've been trying to collect data. And I will tell you this, that the quarantine rules that ECDOH is going by now, we are an outlier in New York State and we're an outlier in Erie County. And COVID is not a health emergency for children, but being out of school is a health emergency for kids. And so we're trying to collect the data. And over in Williamsville, I heard that a first grade class, an entire class of kids, was quarantined for 10 days because of one case. Now, how many kids came down with COVID that were in quarantine? The answer is zero. So they took the whole class out of school for 10 days. No one came down. Do you know why? Because they were properly masked and they were following precautions. You know, and we're trying to hear about cases. So if your listeners have had experience with this, let us know. I'm trying to collect the quarantine data and see what's going on.
That's WNYStudentsFirst.org. Of course, we wouldn't know the results if they weren't wearing masks either. I mean, they happen to be masked, but who knows if it would have been different had they not been wearing them. But my final question for you today is this. FDA has given emergency use approval for one of the vaccines to be given to 12, 13, 14, and 15-year-olds. Personally, I think that's absolutely insane because there isn't a COVID emergency by definition in that population. What are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's what I just said. COVID's not a health emergency for children. And I'm speaking as someone who, I mean, I got the COVID vaccine. My kids are fully vaccinated with all the other stuff. But I'm just because I'm not embracing something that's for emergency use right now doesn't mean I'm anti-vax. It means that I need some time to study it and evaluate it and see what's going on. But, you know, you can almost predict that Dr. Burstein's going to come up with, like, a video game vaccine party for 12-year-olds or, you know, it's not going to be free beer and a vaccine. But what incentives are they going to offer for kids? You can almost see it happening. And, you know, I'm not a doctor. I can't speak to this, but I know that people are wary.
All right. I wouldn't do it if I had kids in that age group for reasons I've elaborated upon during today's program. Tarya, I want to thank you for joining us for a quick update. And if anything changes on the legal front, make sure you give me a shout.
Okay. Thanks so much, Tom.
Hopefully it won't be today because my phone's running low because I'm an idiot and I forgot to charge it. All right, thank you. Tarya Parsonen, WNYStudentsFirst.org. And again, ladies and gentlemen, forgive the repetition. Forgive it, please. But emergency use authorization. You know, my common sense tells me that it makes sense when you're talking about elderly, frail people or people who have significant comorbidities, because that is where the overwhelming majority of deaths have taken place, the frail elderly and those with certain comorbidities, all right? That is an emergency. Even though 98.5% of the most at-risk group survives COVID, I'd still call it an emergency, not how I want to check out. So if 98.5% survival rate constitutes an emergency for people with a lot of comorbidities or advanced years, what do you think the survival rate might be for children in the peak of health and their primary immune response years? And why in the hell would anybody put an experimental drug into a child before that medicine has even been proven safe and effective by the FDA, which isn't going to happen in 2 years? And you know what? Even sometimes the FDA gets it wrong, just like NASA got it wrong on a few occasions. I didn't even talk about the fire in the space capsule. Okay, here's an email. Let's see. Keep fighting the good fight. Tom, Please, please keep fighting the good fight. I'm so damned angry over this mandated vaccine for SUNY students this fall. My daughter is going into grad school via a PhD program through a combined program with Roswell and UB. She will not even be taking classes on campus. All of her classes will be at Roswell. She's not living on campus either. I do not want her being used as a guinea pig for this non-FDA approved vaccine. I'll put that in quotes. When she is perfectly healthy otherwise. I don't know where else to turn, but I'm seriously considering either A, falsifying a vaccine card, or B, calling a lawyer to fight this crap. I'd go with option B. Attaining her PhD through Roswell UB has been her dream since ninth grade. It crushes me to think we may now have to move out of this blanky state in order to get away from Il Duce and his government overreach. Please keep fighting. Well, yeah, I will, you know, try to do so. But again, I mean, you know, Jim called in before. Well, there's nothing we can do. There's nothing we can do. No, people are doing it every day. They're moving to Florida. My understanding is Sarasota. I mean, if there are any more Buffalonians in Sarasota, they're gonna have to move City Hall from Niagara Square and put it down in Sarasota. That's my understanding. And I'd take the Gulf Coast over the East Coast anyway. I mean, I don't know. To me, places like, I don't know, places on the Gulf, I just feel more at home there than I do in the East Coast. I don't know. Let's go to Fran in Allentown. You're on WBEN.
Hi, Tom.
Howdy.
I have a question. I'm just wondering about, like, this rabid drumbeat of everybody has to get a COVID in their arm. It's just on everything. And just recently, Poland Cars came out with they're going to have a mobile shot unit coming out for people who can't get out of the house. You know what comes after that?
Enlighten me.
Your house. They will come into your house and give you the shot whether you want it or not. Why is this shot so important? They really don't care about us. Why do they want to get into, like, all the different various demographics of the population spectrum from children all the way up to older people?
Because we're letting them, and we're letting them get away with it. In that sense, I will agree with Jim from North Tonawanda. We're letting them get away with it. I don't know any simpler way to say it. A lot of old people died of COVID. A lot of people in nursing homes died of COVID. People with my comorbidities died of COVID. A lot of them. But there isn't a COVID crisis with college students. There's not a COVID crisis with teenagers. And I'll be damned if I'd stick some experimental snake oil in my 12-year-old's arm. My mother wouldn't have done it to me. I wouldn't have done it to my kids.
Exactly. And just going back to the Nuremberg Code, they can't do it. They can't do it.
No, they cannot. You're absolutely right. And some lawyer needs to take up this case. It is in contravention of the Nuremberg protocols. You cannot be coerced into an experimental drug. It can't happen. It is violates medicine. I mean, you know, you start. That's why you need to talk to lawyers and get lawsuits lined up and say, look, UB, if you make this a requirement, you're going to be hit with a lawsuit big time.
Well, you know, Tom, I just wait for you to say it on the radio.
Say what?
Well, you know, we're talking about, like, you know, public service about all this stuff that's going on with the COVID. You reach a large population of people, give them something to think about.
Well, I mean, that's what I do. But I mean, all I can do is talk. I'm just an idiot with a microphone, and I can cite authoritative sources and basically try to appeal to people's common sense. And common sense is there's not a COVID crisis in the younger demographic. There will be scattered cases of death. And guess what? Every year, there are scattered cases of death from the flu. I've covered a number of them that have happened around here.
Well, my nephew is a EMT in Lancaster. And two doors down, a 17-year-old hung herself. You know, so this is like a real, it's a real danger.
Oh, I kind of lost track of the number of people I know who have lost kids to suicide or accidental overdose during COVID because they've just slipped into morbid depression. I'm glad you called. I thank you. And that's a real thing. Mental health is a real thing. But again, the people that you elected, they don't want your kids to go back to school, which is it is screwing with their mental health like you wouldn't believe. It is 428 at News Radio 930 WBEN. And you know what? If you don't get vaccinated, it doesn't bother me because I am vaccinated. You do not represent a threat to my existence. If you crop dust me in the grocery store, I will be upset. Pasquale. I'm not even telling him what to play today. I'm getting an insight into Pasquale's musical repertoire. It takes a while when you work with somebody. Phil Kennedy used to play like screaming gutter rock, you know? But not Pasquale. Actually, Phil, I don't know. When Phil was here, he got into yacht rock later in his tenure here. I clearly had an adverse effect on his musical taste. All right, before we go to somebody I want to talk to, let's go to somebody else I want to talk to. That came out totally awkwardly. Here's Kelly in Tonawanda. Kelly, you're on WBEN. Hello.
Hi, Tom. I'm a UB grad student, and I currently have COVID right now. I'm talking to you in isolation. So I just wanted to say that I am totally overwhelmed by the governor's decision. I have no idea what I'm going to do because at this time, I really don't want to get the vaccine. So I'm not in any way anti-vaccine. You know, I have loved ones that are vaccinated, and I feel totally at peace knowing that they're protected. But I have COVID right now, and I have to say that for the most part, I feel fine. So the vaccine isn't something that I think that I myself need, that I want to have or that I need to have.
Well, it's interesting you mention that because if you go to the Association of American Physicians and Surgeons, they say that if you've had COVID, you shouldn't get the vaccine because there's no proof that it benefits you, only proof of adverse reactions.
Exactly. And that was the other point I wanted to make. Like now I have the antibodies, so you know, if I were to get the vaccine, how is that going to impact my body? My body fought it off. I'm okay. I'm going to be okay. And, you know, for Cuomo to threaten my education over this is just absolute insanity to me. This semester has already been mentally draining and exhausting, and now he's threatening my education. And I feel totally violated that, you know, we just have no say in this. And, you know, UB is already on board. I'm getting, you know, emails about it. I'm getting, I'm seeing tweets, Facebook posts, whatever. And, you know, we're just being pushed, like, to do this, and we just have no say.
Well, let me offer you a suggestion. You look up, since you're down with COVID, you look up the Nuremberg Medical Protocols. Okay, you cannot be coerced to take an experimental drug. And you say, if you persist in this, I will seek legal counsel. You will be held accountable for any adverse side effects. This is an illegal mandate.
Yeah, I definitely think that's the next move because, or, you know, I don't know if any other schools are going to, you know, I was thinking about maybe Niagara University or whatever, like, I want to finish my education. I shouldn't have to put my life on hold because of this.
Yeah, after they did with the police graduates, I'm not sure I'd want to do that, but that's another story. Look, Kelly, I just wish you the best in getting over COVID. It sounds like you're going to make it. How long have you been sick?
Since probably Tuesday night, but I didn't even really realize that I was sick. I knew I was exposed, so I went to get tested, but the worst of my symptoms has really been a headache.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and again, I wish you the best. You've got a young, vibrant, healthy immune system. Most people in your age group do. And I wish you nothing but health and happiness. And frankly, you raise an excellent point. You, and this is, I've never understood why they're trying to force people to get the vaccine who already have what should be natural immunity by having had COVID. I've never understood that.
Right. And especially young people, you know, we don't know how it's going to impact us down the line. And I think, you know, I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not against vaccinations, but for emergency use only. And, you know, I'm not, this isn't something that I was going to rush to get, and now it's being forced on me, so.
Well, I think, you know what, they can't. And Cuomo himself said, because it's not FDA approved, they really can't mandate it. So I think you need to use the governor's words. You need to use the words of the Nuremberg medical protocols and maybe talk to a lawyer.
Yep, I think that's the move.
You know, that's the one most important word in the English language as you go through life, lawyer.
Yes, I agree.
All right, well, feel better, Kelly. I wish you the best.
Thank you.
All right, thank you very much. There's Kelly in Tonawanda. Hey, let's go right now to somebody who always has something interesting to say, just like everybody has today. Let's go to doctor, not a medical doctor, but Dr. Amina Molonik, Ph.D. And Amina, you know, one of the things that I talked about yesterday, talked about it a little bit today, is, and this is based, I want to just set the background if people didn't hear yesterday's show. I had the pleasure of hanging out with three bona fide geniuses on Friday night. I don't know if you've ever been in this situation, but they started talking about computers and programming and COVID and statistics in like a way that I sat there, my head was spinning, and I was just nodding my head. And basically, these guys, absolute geniuses. Their consensus was, right now, at this point, the COVID narrative must be continued because the fear must be continued. And, you know, fear takes away our logic. Fear takes away our common sense. And earlier today, I cited the example of Orson Welles' famous radio broadcast of the War of the Worlds, where people listening across the country thought Martians really had landed in Grover's Mills, New Jersey, and with amazing alacrity defeated our armed forces and got into Manhattan. Despite crosstown traffic, they were able to get to Manhattan in record time, despite numerous statements during the program. This is a dramatization of H.G. Wells' The War of the Worlds. People's fear got the better of them, and many people believed that it was an actual danger. It wasn't COVID. It was an actual danger of Martian invasion because their fear took away their common sense.
Oh, it really did. It was such an interesting phenomenon. And, you know, as you know, it was the usual Mercury Theater production of Orson Welles that they did. They did different dramatizations as well, not just, obviously, H.G. Wells. But in any case, yeah, Wells got into trouble over it. They threatened, to get him off the radio, actually, which would have been terrible for him. And actually, apparently, somebody in South America tried to do the same thing. They did. They ended up in jail because they did it and because people reacted in the same way. But I think that really what we're dealing here with is also a sense or a level of gullibility. And that's something that I don't think people want to hear. You know, nobody wants to be accused of being gullible or believing something so easily. But I think it definitely needs to be talked about. Are you cynical enough? Maybe that's a better question here. And I think actually what I have noticed to tie in this notion of gullibility, what I have noticed in United States during this COVID crisis is the fact that Americans really believe easily. And their idealism, which is actually a really positive aspect of being an American, is, I think, getting the better of them. Because I think you should have a little bit of that Eastern European cynicism thrown in there, just to sort of understand that most of the stuff is about politics.
Never piss off a Bosnian. That's lesson number one. Amina Molonik, Ph.D., is with us. Amina is, she's been a friend of mine for years. We met because she sent me emails. She's my big brain. David Bellavia has Dr. Mark Epstein. I have Dr. Amina Molonik. She is somebody whose life, if you don't know her story, Bosnian Muslim. Her family was victimized by the genocide against Muslims. She spent years in a refugee camp in the Czech Republic, came to the United States. She begged and pleaded. She was rejected at first and then begged and pleaded and got into the United States. She had a very tough go of it when she first got to the United States. She now has a wonderful husband, a wonderful home, a wonderful child, and a PhD under her belt. She writes for the Epoch Times, and her work is all over the place on the internet, on conservative websites, and I happen to believe very strongly that Amina Malonic is a rising star in media, and someday I'm going to look back and say, I can't believe she got her start on my program. My diapers are a little full, if you don't mind. Actually, that could very well be right now. It is 4:48 at News Radio 930 WBEN. Amina, I want to pick up on the subject of gullibility of Americans because, you know, let me just give you a little bit of my cynicism, and I'll get you to react after we do the next break here. But the people who are telling us to be scared have a vested interest in continuing the fear narrative. For example, Dr. Gail Burstein, Dr. Overtime, has virtually doubled her salary because of COVID. Why would she want it to end? Mark Poloncarz is getting reams of free publicity for the future Mark Poloncarz for Congress campaign. The more COVID exists, the more he can keep it alive, the more he is in the news. And Andrew Cuomo, the more he can talk about COVID, the less we talk about him groping the breasts of women. Not that there's anything wrong with that in a consensual situation, but there's really no reason to go there in a non-consensual way. I'm just saying. So Amina Malonic will continue talking with us. She's like the smartest person I know. And the dudes on Friday night were also smart, and I got people texting me, these computer geeks, like, that are super, super smart. And again, they send me a text, and I just nod my head like a bobblehead up and down, like, oh, I'm understanding every word of this. I don't understand a thing they're saying. All right, it is Bowerly for, you ever been in that situation where you just felt like the dumbest person in the room? Yeah, that was me on Friday. I was like a moron. I told you, every now and again, I just, you know, that reminds me of a quote from Shakespeare. Had nothing to do with the conversation. I just wanted to quote Shakespeare. All right, it's Bowerly for Jamestown Mattress. Someday I'll get back on my mattress, but I do like to spend quality time with my kitty. 19 years old, adorable, my black girl. And it is Bowerly. Thanks a lot for listening. I appreciate you guys, friends, being out there every day and appreciating what I try to do and what David Bellavia tries to do. Joe Beamer sitting in for Joe. Take two. Joe Beamer is sitting in for David Bellavia for the next couple of days. And we are the most listened to radio station in Buffalo, despite the handicap of having me here from 2 until 6 every day. Buffalo's, the WBEN Evening News with Tom Puckett on the air at 6 o'clock. So Dr. Amina Malonic, PhD, not a medical doctor, she is with us. And I've got a few minutes to go before the next break, Amina. It's kind of a cluster here in this part of the hour. But gullibility and Americans, give us some examples.
Well, certainly with this COVID thing, and also, frankly, with politics. Generally speaking, when one leader turns out to be not what people expected, then they're looking for, I would say, kind of a savior in another. And I think that's definitely something that should be changed, and perhaps this COVID crisis has changed that. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that this is just an American condition. I mean, this can't easily be a human condition. But I do think for the societies that have lived in totalitarianism, in some form or the other, some kind of instability like that, I think there's a clearer view of human condition and a clearer view of those who claim to be on our side.
It's very interesting. And you know, one of the things about gullibility, I believe, is increased by the level of fear created. For example, In the 1930s, we talked about Orson Welles' War of the Worlds. People were already uptight because Hitler was rattling his sabers in Europe. There was a lot of question about what would happen between England and Germany. The Japanese were into China. And the broadcast was produced in a climate of pre-existing fear, which I believe aided and abetted the gullibility of people in believing that the Martians had really landed and were in the process of spreading fog over New York City.
Oh, absolutely. And make no mistake, Orson Welles knew this. I mean, he was a master magician in a way. And I think that he definitely used the situation, even though he really was obviously also trying to provide entertainment. But he knew. He is one of the masters of knowing how to manipulate. And he certainly did that through film and obviously through the radio where he started out.
Yeah, not that we don't have master manipulators now, CNN, Facebook, Twitter. But I want to continue this with you, Amina, if we can, after the break. Yep. Fair enough?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Amina Malonic, PhD, is with us on WBEN. People love it when I've had her on the show. And if you have a question or a comment vis-a-vis anything we've been talking about today, for Amina, you won't talk with a smarter person ever in your life.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.